Good afternoon, and welcome to the May 26, 2021 Orange County Planning Commission hearing.
This meeting is being recorded.
Okay.
We weren't aware.
First, please rise and join me for the Pledge of Allegiance. Ready, begin. I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. Thank you. And I guess we'll do roll call. To my left, Commissioner Rice.
Present.
Also to my left, Commissioner Harper.
I am here.
To my right, Commissioner Perez.
Here.
Commissioner Bartlett.
Here.
I'm Commissioner Ha. I'm here. And we also have Executive Officer Richard Vung, County Counsel Nicole Walsh, and our wonderful Secretary Sharon Williams, and the rest of the planning staff. I think, okay, first up, we have to approve the minutes on the May 12, 2021. Have the commission review, and can I get a motion from somebody?
I'll offer a motion to approve.
Do I have a second? All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. All right, the minutes is approved. Executive Officer, can you introduce the item number one?
Thank you, Commissioner. So today we have one discussion item. This is an item that we previously discussed before on an acoustical consultant certification process. This was a request from the Planning Commission to come back with some options on how to make it add some flexibility for consultants and have the process a little more open for any interested party. So today we have a presentation from Judy Kim.
Good afternoon, and commissioners. My name is Judy Kim, and I am the Private Property Permits Manager at OC Development Services, and I will be presenting today's item for you today. The item before you today is a discussion item for an amendment to the county's land use noise compatibility manual. Staff is requesting that the Planning Commission consider and adopt a resolution recommending that the Board of Supervisors amend the county's land use noise compatibility manual, Exhibit 5.9, Section C, relating to the certification process for qualified acoustical consultants. The proposed update would increase the period of certification validity to 6 years versus the existing 5 years, and open the certification process every 3 years versus the existing 5 years. In today's presentation, we will be providing an overview of the items listed here on the screen, including the current certification process, the proposed certification process, as well as the amendments to the manual and the amendment approval process. The entire certification process is outlined in greater detail in the Land Use Noise Compatibility Manual, and the relevant sections pertaining to the certification within the manual are included in the staff report as attachment number 2. The manual does not explicitly define a procedure for recertification other than the length of time, which is 5 years, and that the certification hearing should only occur in January. Staff has interpreted this to mean certifications only occur every 5 years, and once a new group of consultants are certified, that group becomes the newly certified consultant list, and the certification process does not occur again for another 5 years. Our most recent recertification hearing at the Planning Commission was conducted this past January, in which 4 acoustical consultants were certified. It was during this meeting in which staff was directed by this commission to explore modifying the certification length and intervals for certification or recertification to provide staff with a greater flexibility in maintaining an adequate list of certified acoustical consultants. Upon this direction, staff considered several options in which the certification validity period and certification hearings would be staggered, but with more opportunities for consultants to submit applications rather than just once every 5 years. In addition, feedback was received from existing certified consultants indicating that work requiring a certified consultant can be limited, Therefore, extending the period of validity would offer more opportunity to utilize these certified consultants. Finally, the number of certification hearings must be a factor of the certification period itself so that the renewal year aligns with the upcoming certification hearing. Given these factors, staff recommends the manual be amended to extend the period of validity of the certification from 5 years to 6 years, thereby offering more opportunity for consultants to be utilized and encouraging more applicants to apply, and open the certification hearing every 3 years versus the existing 5 years, thereby offering more opportunities for applicants to request a certification from the county. This diagram here kind of illustrates the current process as well as the proposed process. As you can see here with the current process with the 5-year certification period, the certification hearings do align with the end of a period, but it's only every 5 years. In the proposed update, the period would be for 6 years with certification hearings every 3 years, so additional applicants could apply in between each interval. Shown here is is an excerpt from the county's land use noise compatibility manual, Exhibit 5-9, Section C, with the proposed amendments and some corrections as well. This is included in the staff report as attachment number 3. The amendments themselves are minimal. This is literally the only amendments or changes to the text that we're proposing in the entire manual. Regarding the amendment approval process, the introduction of the county's land use noise compatibility manual states that the manual will be amended when necessary upon approval of the director, PDSD, and concurrence of the Planning Commission and adoption by the Board of Supervisors. Therefore, any amendment to this text requires a board approval following a Planning Commission recommendation via resolution, and today's resolution number is 2101. The last amendment to this manual was in 1993, which passed under Planning Commission Amendment 9301, which was subsequently adopted by the Board of Supervisors under Resolution Number 93-1391. And so at this time, OC Development Services permitting recommends that the Planning Commission receive the staff report and approve Planning Commission Resolution Number 2101, which finds that the proposed amendment to the county's Land Use Noise Compatibility Manual, Exhibit 5-9, Section C, is not a project per CEQA guidelines, Section 15378, and concurs with staff that amendment of the county's land use noise compatibility manual is necessary to provide greater flexibility in certifying acoustical consultants, and recommends that the Board of Supervisors adopt the proposed amendment to the county's land use noise compatibility manual, Exhibit 5-9, Section C, regarding the expiration and certification process for qualified acoustical consultants. The proposed update will increase the period of certification validity to 6 years versus the existing 5, and open the certification hearing every 3 years versus the existing 5. That concludes our presentation for today. We are available to answer any questions you may have. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Okay, the last time we talked about this issue here, I believe Commissioner Rice and Commissioner Perez had some issue as far as the intervals of renewal and the length of the period that we would have to revisit. So I just want to make sure, based on staff report there, did they address the concerns that you have? And I'll start with Commissioner Rice.
Yeah, thank you, Mr. Chairman. I think this does lay out basically what I remember discussing myself. Since we're looking at it, and it's our opportunity, I just wanted to check with staff. I mean, it says that the Planning Commission will act in January, which is fine, I think. Doesn't matter to the Planning Commission. But does that work well for staff? January could be an interesting month of the year. It might be very convenient. It's the first of the year, or we're coming back from the holidays. Does this work well? If so, we can leave it. If there's a better month of the year, now would be a good time to tell the commission if there was something. And then I guess my second question was, do we know exactly when the when the posting and application begins prior to January? Is that an October thing, how we said that?
Yeah, Judy, you want to answer that?
Yes, typically it would be in the fall. We would leave the application period open for at least 2 months or so, just to leave ample time for applications to be received. And then we do need at least like 6 weeks or so to get ready for a January Planning Commission.
And that's not a part of the manual here. We don't determine that. You
correct.
Just work out how it...
According to our own process and timeline,
done.
Yes.
Okay, because, all right. But I get, and then that just leaves that one question, Mr. Chairman, that whether January is a good month for staff. And if so, I'm great with the recommendation as it is.
Okay, I don't see any objection or concern with staff, so I'm assuming that's okay.
Yeah, no objections to leaving a January commission hearing date.
I'm not sure they'd ever had the option. So the question may be hitting them anew. But
yes, commissioners, we do appreciate the your flexibility. It is kind of an interesting year that this consultant year lands from March to February. It doesn't line up on a calendar year, and it also doesn't line up on any of our fiscal years. So, but we'll make it work for whatever makes sense. I think the reasoning was that January is the first year with the first hearing. Usually you have election of officers, so it would be an easy item to bring back at that same time. So we have no objections to being there. And then we have to have basically all of our information ready before the holidays, so it doesn't impact our holiday season either. So
okay.
Thanks.
Great.
Okay.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Anything else, Commissioner Rice? Is that it?
No, Mr. Chairman, thank you.
Okay.
That's it.
Commissioner Perez?
Thank you. Actually, this, from what I also remember, the last conversation answered a lot of my questions, and I appreciate it. It was very thorough.
Thank you.
Okay. Before we open the public comment, any other comments from the rest of the commission?
I have a couple of questions, if I may, please.
Yes.
The last time this was updated was 28 years ago. I'm assuming you guys, I think I know the answer to this question, but you've looked at the entire manual itself, and is there any other reason to do any updates to it besides this housekeeping on the timing?
So the manual section regarding the actual hearing and process is just the one page. Most of the manual covers the actual contents of how to be certified.
And that hasn't changed, and that's...
No.
Okay.
So, yeah. So the today's amendments would offer that clarification, and it's just that one Section C regarding the
right.
actual certification and expiration process.
So it'll probably be another 28 years before we come back again.
Yeah.
And then there's an application fee that goes along with
this.
How much is the fee?
I believe it's $150.
Okay.
I can verify.
No, just curious. Thank
yeah.
you. That concludes. That's my questions. Thank
okay.
you, Mr. Chairman.
It's actually closer to $300 in the $300.
Sorry. Thank you.
Yeah.
But it's still a fairly reasonable amount.
It is a fairly reasonable amount. And also, if you support our recommended actions today, they will get an additional year for that bonus dollar amount.
Mm-hmm.
So,
mm-hmm. Oh, okay.
A bonus year.
Commissioner Harper, you have any comments?
No. The everything, like, I when I... all of the changes have reflected what we discussed last time. Thank you.
Thank you.
And by the way, you know, I work with other county jurisdiction on a private, you know, and you know, it's so funny that sometimes an issue like this don't get revisited for another 20, 30 years, and we laugh about it, but it takes that long sometimes to act on you know, updating information. With that in mind, we'll open the public comment. I'm not sure.
If I may, Commissioner.
I'm sorry, go ahead.
This is not a public hearing item today.
Oh,
it's just
okay.
a discussion item, so we don't necessarily need to open the public hearing.
Okay.
Item. Okay.
Thank
well,
you.
I still want to check and see if we have anybody on the line.
Yeah, we could check. Jaime, are you online? Can you see if there's any numbers?
Sure.
Oh, Vu, are you online?
Oh yes, there are zero attendees. No, right. no one's online.
Thank you, Vu.
Okay, open and closed. Okay, if we don't have any other question for staff, do we have a motion from one of the commissioners?
Mr. Chairman, I'd be happy to move the action as recommended.
I'll second it.
Okay, so we have. Recommended by Commissioner Rice, seconded by Commissioner Perez. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. There you go.
Thank you, commissioners.
With that in mind, let's see what else we got here. Executive officer updates.
Thank you, Commissioner Hall. So just a couple quick updates. I know there were some questions on when we could open up in person. So we're still monitoring of when we're going to have all in-person planning commission. I think we're waiting for the governor's orders for June 15th to see how that goes. And after that, we can report back on what type of options we'll be holding. The next project we have coming forward will be end of June, June 23rd, I believe. We have a condo project in North Tustin that we'll be finishing up the staff report fairly shortly, and then we'll get that out to you, all the commissioners, and we can have briefings if there's any questions on it. Following up on RENA, we're still waiting for our draft site inventory. We're almost there. We should get a draft to internal staff probably by the end of the month, so probably by next week. Then we're gearing up for the next round of community stakeholder workshops and community workshops probably in August or end of July. At that point, we'll release all the draft documents and we'll see exactly where the growth will go. So just be tuned for that. We'll send everyone out invite, and we'll also post all of our documents once we review it internally. After that, just one real quick item. I know there are some questions about Ranch Hills and Coto projects. Those are all still in environmental review process now, so there's no updates on our side. But I believe some of the appellants may be reaching out to some of you guys for separate meetings, but there is no update on our side. So we'll always keep you guys posted, and if there's any briefings, we could be available for those too. So those are all my updates.
Okay, thank you. County Council, any updates?
No, I don't have any.
Okay, this is a quick one. Commissioners, any comments, updates?
No.
I do have one. I finally figured out my vacation schedule.
Yay.
And I'll let Sharon know, but probably in the first 2 weeks of August, I'll be gone. Still in the U.S., because I'm not planning on traveling abroad this year, right? But anyway, I'll update the staff and the commission on that. Besides that, since we don't have any members of the public, I don't think we need to check, right, public comments, correct?
Are there any?
We could check. Vu, is there anyone online still or at all?
No, there are still no attendees at all.
All right, thank you.
Okay, with that in mind, then we can adjourn the hearing for today. Did I make records this time, Sharon?
Yes, you did.
And by the way, Amanda, so interim deputy director, right?
Yes.
Okay, so I'm sorry. I said, who's that sitting back there? So I apologize for not introducing you, but you have anything to share with us, by the way?
Reopening and things like that. Kalosha to take action and you know, hopefully meeting the governor's target. Those are really the two primary things we're looking at as far as revising, you know, how we operate. But other than that, yeah, we're just being moving along.
Oh, thank you.
Happy holiday, everybody.
Yeah. Thank you.
That's it. Okay, thank you.